السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
What's going on, Habibis? I'm Siraj Hashmi.
And I'm Jacoby.
And we're the Habibi Bros. We're back for one night and one night only. We're so glad you could join us. We are live on Rumble and Locals. And if you want to sign up for our Locals, you can go ahead and do it. We don't give a shit. It's true, we don't. I absolutely don't care anymore, Jay. I am so past the point of.
I think you're so past the point of exhaustion that nothing matters anymore.
Nothing matters to me anymore. Jay has been here witnessing firsthand.
Yes.
This evening, as we are getting ready to, I think, what was it? Eat dinner, Jay? At like 7 o'clock?
I know. I mean, it's surprisingly because usually it's dinner at 10:30.
Yeah, first we surprise you by saying, hey, we're going to eat early. And then my daughter decides to vomit all over my wife. She's 6 months old, by the way.
I don't even know how she threw up that much. It was a lot.
It was an absurd amount.
That was crazy.
I felt so bad for my wife. Her name's Emily, by the way. I felt so bad for Emily that she immediately went and showered. We took the baby, we immediately gave her a bath. And she won't fall asleep in her crib.
Oh yeah, because now it's the transition stage between what was it called?
From sleeping in like the one snoo? Particular thing. Yeah, the snoo, if you are a parent of very young children, infants.
1 to 6 months. I know these things. Yeah, I know
Jay
these things
knows,
now.
Jay knows a little too much. He knows too much. Anyways, hit that like, that thumbs up, the follow and join buttons. You know, we were not going to do a show. Like we have basically committed to hiatus.
Yes.
And we were going to just like let it ride.
Yeah. And get, you know, a new setup going and,
yeah,
you know,
focus on that.
Focus on all these things.
Obviously, we haven't focused on it.
No, we haven't.
As you can tell.
Right.
We're sitting right now here in my office. Jay is like right on the casting couch.
Yes, I am.
By the way, Jay, it's looking. Wow. Are we finally in the correct orientation here?
Oh, I think so, and we're in the cast on the
casting couch. Yeah, that's what's up.
I know. I'm looking yoked, bro.
Jay has spent nothing but the last 6 months in the gym. He has become a gym rat.
Apps 100%.
Essentially.
Really? Yes. And honestly, it's helped with my depression because it's like, am I going to kill myself today? No, I'm going to do like 10 squats.
And don't forget the 20 push-ups for those saggy tits, Jay.
Oh, it's more than just 20 push-ups for these babies.
Yeah. Look, he freshly shaved his chest for this episode. I have not, on the other hand. Let's see here.
I actually shaved just because I wanted to see the progress I was making. Because I had like fluff everywhere. So I just wanted to make sure I was, you know, getting the results I wanted to get from Planet Fitness.
I want to send this to a friend I'm working with, so I'm not going to take my shirt off for this. Just yet.
Oh, okay.
Just yet.
Okay. Wait, who are you sending this to?
A friend.
And you don't have it on the right orientation.
I did before when I was looking at you that way.
Yeah, when you're looking at the screen.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at me, it's not
the way. Do you think I should switch it?
No, keep it the way it is.
How does it look now?
It looks just fine.
It looks too gay for me. Would you prefer to do this, Jay?
Oh, yeah. This is perfect.
Do you think so?
I love it.
All right. Let's just stick with this method, okay? We weren't going to do a show, right? We were stuck on hiatus. We were focusing on, like, I was focusing on dad stuff. Jay was focusing on whatever Jay focuses on, I guess, is pecs and traps. Don't forget those traps.
Well, I mean, the reason why they look as big as they do is because I've been focusing a lot.
We're getting off topic here, Jay.
Well, people are wondering.
Jay, shut
up. People are asking.
Shut up. Shut
up. How did I get so yoked in this like 3 months?
I'll tell you what.
Sure.
I'll tell you what it was. Unemployment.
Yeah, that does it to a person. Absolutely.
That definitely does it. Yes. No, so we were very committed to not doing a show. And then all these protests broke out on college campuses. And we really tried, Habibis. We really tried to stay away from it all. But they just, you know, I thought I was out. And then they pull us back in.
Yeah, they did.
They really did.
Yeah, by appropriating our fucking culture.
I don't like this orientation. I'm switching us over. There we go.
Well, it's because it's gay. You like the gayness.
Yeah, I know. And this is scaring me too. All right. Oh my God. I'm not used to change.
Not at all.
Not.
All right. I'm going to put my shirt back on.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know if we're going to talk about something that could get serious. And obviously, the more that Jay has his shirt off, the more people flee because of how repulsively ugly he is.
I doubt it.
And
I doubt, I think
how this small is, those pepperoni nipples are.
They are very proportional to the rest of my body. I'm sorry. Do you want me to have
his nipples?
How big of a nipple do you want? Do you want moon size nipples?
His nipples are bigger than his dick.
Well, yeah. Isn't that
how it's supposed to go?
Right? Isn't it like that for everybody?
Pause. You know, Joe Biden, in the month that we were away, Joe Biden said pause at a rally. You know what pause means, right?
Take your dick out? No, it was on the teleprompter. It said pause on the teleprompter. Yeah, he read pause. It out.
But yes. But hold on. People were saying, what if he... people were tweeting this out, and a bunch of them went viral. It's like, hold on. What if the president just saw some really gay shit?
You walk in with your journalism credentials. He's like, pause.
I could see that as being something Joe Biden would say, pause to.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure he was supposed to have. Wasn't he supposed to make remarks today over the protests? And
I think
stuff?
We have something on that. But anyways, the protests brought us back in because if you have been under a rock these last few weeks, which I felt like we were because Jay and I didn't do a show
right
in the last like month, it felt like we were living in like Nickelodeon land and all the kids were running the show.
It's like the one thing you never want to do is let the retards run the asylum. That's exactly what they did. And not only are they doing that, they're also giving in to terrorist demands. I mean, it is the weirdest fucking thing. Like you said, living in fucking La La Land, because
it really is weird.
You're doing everything that you're not supposed to be doing. You don't feed into this shit. You cut it off. You expel and you deport.
It's wait, well, we could deport, but so far we haven't really proved, we haven't figured out if any of these people
I think who released
are illegal immigrants.
New York released saying that like 40% of the people doing the sit-ins were not from Colombia.
Right, they're not from the school, but that doesn't mean you don't deport people out of the country if they didn't go to Colombia.
No, I'm talking about student visas. Expel them, cancel the student visa, and let them go. I mean, because they need to have real life consequences for this. Suspensions isn't going to do shit for this stuff.
But honestly, they should just be deported to Gaza. I mean, what's the big deal?
They should have the police beat the shit out of them.
No, but like, give them a more humane, you know.
Oh yeah, punishment. Go be human shield for Hamas.
Yeah, go. I mean, you guys so badly want to free Palestine. By all means, go ahead. We're not stopping you. If you are that dedicated to freeing Palestine, the bar is set at Aaron Bushnell at setting yourself on fire. Anything less than that, I don't count as you being serious enough about wanting to free Palestine.
Right. Well, I mean, there was that one student that did their greatest Hamas impression where they took over a building and then demanded humanitarian aid.
Oh, we got a clip of that. We got a clip of that. I'm going to play it. I'm going to tell Ben. Spencer's in here. Spencer's fired. Ben, soon to be fired. I'm going to be running the producer chair. So you know, you just know how terrible it's going to get. All right. So this woman here, but she goes by the name of, what's his name? Her last name is Slutsky.
No way.
I'm not even, I shit you not, Jay. Slutsky. Her name, Joanna King Slutsky. Not even just Slutsky, the king of Slutskys.
The king of sluts.
The king of sluts. Well, Jay's the king of sluts. We
know. Fuck yeah, I am.
So, is she single? Well, we'll find out, Jay. I would imagine she probably received a marriage proposal or two from this. So let's watch. Here she is after
they took over. Look at that alpha male standing right next to her.
That is a super alpha male.
I mean,
you have to
be like real alpha to wear a tank top like that.
Crop top plus crop the cafea.
And then the cafea. Oh yeah, God. That guy is so not getting thrown off of roofs in Gaza.
He is absolutely so not getting not. Thrown off roofs. Bro, that is the straightest man I've ever seen in my life.
Like an arrow.
I mean, I stand next to him and be like, "Bro, who ate all the pussy?" All right, so
did you eat tuna fish as a kid, as like going through high school, just so you could say you ate pussy?
Whoa, Jay, that's only
like you, tuna sandwiches.
Why do you equate it to fish? that's only because you've eaten some like hallways.
No, like, you know, Asians. So there are different. Okay. No, all right. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Yeah, we're getting way off topic.
Why should the university be obligated to provide food to people who've taken over a building?
Well, first of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that. Okay. Hold on. So she said that they're obligated. Hold on.
Can I just say thank you for telling me to pause it rather than speaking over it?
Yes, you're very welcome.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm not going to do that next time. So it's so amazing. She's like, they have an obligation. For the fuck did I say?
No, I'm echoing what you're saying.
Oh, I thought I said it wrong. You were trying to.
Oh, you're saying just because I repeated what you said.
So she said that the school has an obligation to people who pay for a meal plan. Well, they're taking over buildings that have classes in it. What about the obligation for the school to make sure kids can go to their classes safely with no obstruction?
I mean,
do these fucking people hear themselves speak? They are just a walking contradiction that should just burst into flames and allow us to live. They will not be any net positive to society for the rest of their lives.
You would think that there would be a net positive to society. You think that they, you know, it's so wild to me, Jay. They legit think they're making a difference.
Yes.
Like they are so convinced that they are on the right side of history.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was a single time there was a moment where any of them thought, well, maybe what if we aren't? Because that's the type of hubris that they have. They're so confident that they're right. And it's pure tribalism. Like it's not even like dictated by like the anti-Semitism component is basically what reigns supreme right now, because you have anti-Semites on the left and right who are basically anti-Israel and pro-Palestine, and it converges like the weird far left and far right together in that sense.
Yeah, and you have a lot of people who are pretending that this stuff is just, you know, criticism of Israel. Mm-hmm. You have the Glenn Greenwalds, you have the Lee Fangs, you have the fucking retarded Wajid Ali. Oh, you have the fucking...
Okay. Sorry, I thought you were going to go after... We're going to talk about Dave Smith again.
Yeah, and the fucking retarded Dave Smith. Like, you have these fucking people who are legitimately trying to pretend that anything that we are seeing here, from when they knocked out a Jewish student, from when they are not allowing students with the Star of David to go into the library or their classes, that this is all legitimate, protected under the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. This is really stupid. And it's not true. You can see it with your own eyes. None of this that they're doing is actual criticism of Israel. None of this is it's that they're doing is going to be 100%. And that's why you have people like Dave Smith, who is a KGB agent, not a real libertarian. He might be a lesbian. Saying shit like that. Now, there are real criticisms that you can have on Israel, and also the people who are trying to expand hate speech laws with anti-Semitism and all this type of stuff is not helping, because that is just also overreach and stupid. We don't need to have those things in the books either, because we already have harassment laws.
Yeah,
you can't.
I think the irony of it all is that these people are all anti-racist. Ask a single one of them and they will say with a straight face that they're anti-racist.
Yes,
anti-racist, not just not racist, anti-racist. They're working against racism, and they're actively doing it in this manner because they think they are so oppressed and so victimized, not realizing that the people that they're simping for killed men, women, children, the elderly, innocent concert goers, raped, murdered, beheaded, electrocuted, you name it, burned alive, burning them alive. That is who they are simping for.
Well, and they also attacked the workers too, like Indian workers, Filipino workers, or Taiwanese workers, and took them hostage.
Yeah.
And they still have hostages.
That's who you're simping for.
It's amazing. And then you want to pretend like you're the better person.
Right, because they're being anti-racist by being anti-race as races. They're anti-all races, basically. You loved that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
All right, let's listen to Kafaya Karen.
Why should the university be obligated to provide food to people who have taken over a building?
Well, first of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that there was...
Why would she need a meal plan when she's a snack? Come on, Jay. You know you love that one.
I was going to be like, why does she need to... O'Neal plan. She looks like a camel. Doesn't she like have the gland to save water and the fucking food?
All right. Back to Kafaya Karen.
To allow it to be brought in. I mean, well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get...
Yes.
I mean, your terms are acceptable.
Fucking yes. Go ahead.
I'm not saying that you should, but look, if that's what the Columbia wants, who am I to disagree?
Right.
Severely ill, even if they disagree with you. If the answer is no, then you should allow basic... I mean, it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water?
This is crazy. We're on an elite
literally
campus.
Cosplaying as Palestinians and Hamas.
I mean, how do they not see the fucking their real life parody that they're playing out for all of us? Like, how, like, the shame. Embarrassment. I mean, holy, like, in a real Arab country, she would have been disowned or bitch slapped. I mean,
she would have been beaten by pelting sandals at her.
Yes. How dare a woman speak?
All right.
Is that a woman?
I don't know, but this dude's an alpha male, Jay. That's all we care about.
That's what we know.
That's all we know.
That's what we know.
And that's all we care about.
Right.
I mean, look at that. Look at that turn right there. Good work, girl.
I'm not going to lie. He like,
got it.
He looks like you.
He's got a gift.
Before, he like, looks like you.
Hold on, Jay. He has your complexion.
Could people please
and your facial features. Faggot.
they did put themselves in that very deliberately in that situation and in that position. So it seems like you're sort of saying, we want to be revolutionaries. We want to take over this building. Now, would you please bring us some food?
Nobody's asking them to bring anything. We're asking them to not violently stop us from bringing in.
Violently stop us. Aid. Yeah, don't violently. Who? Violently, I swear to God, violently stop us. I mean, if they just block if anyone was acting like they were, like if it was the op, they would be screaming bloody murder because they're fucking little bitches.
All right, so, but that is the less ploy here. They will, and I think Joe Simonson, who I used to work with at the Examiner, shout out to Joe for this. He posted something along the lines of the left enjoys the luxury of basically destroying everything, ruining your life, being completely disruptive. And if you push back, they'll scream bloody murder.
100%. I mean, you could just look at the way that they left a lot of the campuses and stuff like that, too.
It's so crazy. All right.
They're stopping the delivery of food.
We are looking for a commitment from them that they will not stop it.
But they haven't stopped it.
Then where's the food?
I don't know to what extent it has been attempted, but we're looking for a commitment.
This is not just an undergrad student, by the way. This is a PhD graduate, a graduate student professor.
They're giving out PhDs to like garbage fucking nothing. And then they expect to be called doctor. Like fucking just jump off a bridge or something.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, she's a PhD student in English and comparative literature. You know who deserves a PhD in English and comparative literature? You, Jay.
You know what?
You do.
You know what's the most amazing thing?
What's that?
Joe Biden wants to make you pay for her fucking tuition.
We are, Jay. We're basically paying for it right now. Fuck. Anyways, what I was trying to say, though, is, Jay, you deserve a PhD in English and comparative literature, considering that you've been writing a book series of reviews.
Right. That you haven't read yet.
No, I have not had time to read it. Jay, you see my life. Are you amazed that we managed to do the show for as long as we did after the baby was born?
Yeah, I was going to start just doing it and then let you walk in because we're always like 15 minutes late.
God, we were late tonight because...
And we pushed it back to 10.
And we pushed it back to 10. We were late tonight because... I couldn't get both of our cameras to work on one rig properly. And I finally figured it out. I don't ever want to do that again. Jay, please, next time we do this, just shoot me.
Right. Honestly, I think to use that switcher, it's probably OBS.
Yeah, it's probably OBS.
Yeah, not StreamYard. It's okay.
It is what it is.
Hey, we got it working. We look great.
You probably need like an actual like in-person producer, in which case both Ben and Spencer will be fired.
Yes.
Because I don't expect either of them to move down to Florida for this shit.
No, I don't either. But what was really funny is that UCLA had a little skirmage.
Did you say skirmage?
Was it scrimmage?
Scrimmage?
Skirmage.
Oh, this is where?
UCLA.
Oh, okay. All right. So they cleared out of Columbia, but UCLA. Let's see.
Oh, that's a good one.
Here, let's start with this one.
This is so good.
This is. Let's see here. Let's blow that up. All right. So UCLA protester under arrest. All right.
I'm a student here. I'm an English major. Please don't fail us. Don't fail us.
Hold on. Who is he saying don't fail us to? Is he saying it to the protesters or is he telling his professors to not fail them?
Or is he saying like for the world not to fail these children? Could mean it could go either way with these people.
What's so mind-numbingly stupid about all this is that you just know that this is going to be added to the history books as like the 2020s civil rights movement.
Oh,
and it's dumb civil rights. Okay, they're fighting for the rights of people who live, tens of thousands of miles away.
You know what this is? What's going to happen here? It's not. It's going to be like the 2020 riots. They're going to pretend like this never happened.
Of course.
They're going to pretend like none of this happened. Well, that they didn't
especially
take
when it
over.
Backfires on them.
Oh, it already is backfiring them hardly. I mean, harshly. It's really going. It's not going good for them. I mean, it's so bad. We got to see Biden come out and make a statement. Do you not have the fight that broke out between?
I'm looking for it.
It was the pro Israel and the anti and the pro and the Hamas.
Is this it?
Yeah.
This is it.
I think that's
it. Yeah, it's Los Angeles. All right.
Yeah. So what the premise here is that the pro side actually hit and knocked out a Jewish student.
Mm-hmm.
And because nothing is being done, there were a few other like on the pro Israel side that came and took matters in their own hands because the adults
mm-hmm.
and the people responsible for what happens on this campus are doing nothing.
So
you have people's children that are paying $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 a year to this institution with the confidence that the administrators and the people in charge are supposed to be taking care of their kids. They're not doing that part of their job. And I'm already seeing that there's a lot of class action lawsuits being talked over and going to happen. And I hope they fucking make a dent on all of these institutions. I mean, there needs to be an overhaul in university and education in this country.
Yeah, I mean, greatly. Or else you're going to get more J's. Do you want that?
Hey, I didn't go to school here. I went to school for a couple of semesters in Oklahoma State University. But, like, I mean, really think about it. You, as a father.
Wait, that still counts?
Think about it as a father.
You still went to school here, Jay.
Barely. I barely went to school here.
There's a reason why you left.
Yeah.
Because you failed. No. You flunked out of Oklahoma State, so then you went abroad.
I did not flunk out of Oklahoma State. You can even find
it. What if you did, though?
That would be hilarious.
That would be really fun.
I would have been disowned by my dad.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd actually be sitting here with me because your dad would have murdered you.
Absolutely. It's the one thing we couldn't do. I'm joking. Couldn't drink. Couldn't get tattoos. Couldn't do drugs.
Look at you now, Jay.
Couldn't sleep with random women.
Our random men. Don't forget that, Jay.
No, men were fine.
Actually, it actually is more okay than people like to believe. You would think more people would get thrown off of roofs. Anyways, this is Al Sharpton talking about UCLA.
But that is what bothers me. Anytime what you are protesting for
right.
becomes secondary to what you are doing, then you're really not protesting for it. And you, in many ways, dramatized what we did in Vieques, what I did later in other situations, was to bring attention to a cause, not become the cause.
Right.
And what is troubling me about a lot of this.
Wait, this is Crown Heights, Al Sharpton, right?
This is Crown Heights, Al Sharpton.
I mean, what he's saying is making sense, and it's crazy. No,
it's actually
that
insane.
He's making sense.
It's actually insane that the point that Al Sharpton is making is actually a good one because this is Al Sharpton we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, he's being 100% hypocritical.
Like, this is like number one race hustler
in
America.
He's being completely hypocritical on his shit.
It is.
I didn't become the cause. Motherfucker, until today, everyone is talking about the Crown Heights.
Al Sharpton, you're
like,
the gold
holy
standard.
Shit.
Hold on. Al Sharpton, you're the gold standard of the cause.
Right. Of making you yourself the cause.
Yeah.
Especially when you were fat as fuck. Oh, Jesus. Man. I mean, the guy was like fat
and,
out.
But this is what happens when you become, what is it? How did you say it? You become the cause.
Yeah, when you become the cause.
When you become the cause, you can get the positions like Al Sharpton, who's a host, a TV host on MSNBC, and probably has a very nice, lucrative salary.
Which is crazy because they're all
he is a terrible presenter.
I hate all that kind of shit. I
actually tried to sit through one of his shows, man. I couldn't do it. It was just
I can actually
it
watch
was actually too much
Mad Owl.
This was back in my lib days too. It's back in my lib days too, Jay.
I can watch Mad Owl longer, even when she goes blonde.
Blonde? Yeah. Oh, to Lawrence O'Donnell?
No, Hayes.
Hayes isn't blonde.
What is he, like, dirty blonde?
They have the same hair color, Jay.
No, Mad Owl has a darker... Right. Mad Owl's black.
We're looking...
Mad Owl's hair is black.
I was just about to say, Jay, I don't know if you... Have you seen Rachel Maddow? She is very white. All right, let's see what we got here. You tell me, Jay. Does that not? Oh, God damn it.
Just do the side by side.
You
don't have to do it. You can see it in the side by side. Yes. Hayes has much lighter hair than what's her name? Fucking boomer.
No, that Jay, look, their hair is the exact same color. One just
are you colorblind, sir?
I am telling you that they are.
You can be telling whatever color you want to be telling, but you are colorblind, sir. That is not the same color.
Disagree.
That's fine. You're wrong, and you can disagree, but
anyways,
you and I have the same hair color.
That's true. Which means that we're also MSNBC hosts.
You do have Mad Owl features.
I probably deserve it.
Oh, God, you feck.
All right, so let's hear Al Sharpton one more time, just to make sure that Jay and I are not on crack.
But that is the bottom. Anytime what you are protesting for
right
becomes secondary to what you are doing, then you're really not protesting for it. And you, in many ways, dramatized what we did in Vieques, what I did later in other situations, was to bring attention to a cause, not become the cause.
Right.
And what is troubling me about a lot of this is they become the cause. It's about them. It is not about pushing the cause. They need to ask themselves if they were sincere.
Right.
Are you really focusing on what's going on in Gaza, about the children, about the women, about the innocent people, and in Israel? Are you focusing on whether or not you're Biden or whether or not you can say the most incendiary statement? How are you guiding this? It's about them. And I think
right
that they've lost the message. And I think that's because they've been infiltrated by people that are not there.
That is what I'm worried about.
Well, and that is that's why.
Wow! Hold on.
Oh my God!
This really took a that was a roller coaster, Jay.
I know.
I was not expecting that. Let's hear that one part. That part one more time.
Message. And I think that's because they've been infiltrated by people that are not there.
That is what I'm worried about.
Well, and that is that's what we're all worried about. And Jen, you look.
What are you worried about? Are you going to do some investigative journalism? Are you going to do your fucking jobs? I don't.
Hold on. Are they saying that they're worried about that because they secretly support that cause? Because that's what it sounds like to me, Jay.
Of course they support that cause. Everybody in MSNBC is anti-Israel, pro-terrorist. Every one of them.
It just seems
Hayes just came out with another tweet. During this whole thing, he has never mentioned that Hamas needs to release the hostages. He has never mentioned that he is concerned about the hostages and their well-being.
I mean, I haven't
about a ceasefire. I know. I'm telling you.
Okay. No, I'm just saying I haven't really followed Chris Hayes, so I can't like.
I'm telling you.
I know you're telling me. I'm saying it.
So don't doubt what I'm telling you.
I'm not doubting what you're telling
me. Yes, you are. You're questioning it. You're putting doubt on top of what I'm saying. I'm saying this is what Chris Hayes was saying, and you're like, well, I don't follow him, so I don't really know. I'm telling you. Now you know.
Jay, you're full of shit. I'm just kidding. I trust.
You should have got. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't follow him.
See,
gone back to the loop.
Jay, you dirty bitch.
These protests. And again, from, I'll just call it reporting.
These people sound like Alex Jones.
Yeah. I mean, they're close to saying like this is
Jones was wrong about everything.
Do you know what Nancy Pelosi is saying?
If Alex Jones was wrong about everything, it'd be MSNBC.
Can you guess what Nancy Pelosi is saying about all this?
What's she saying about all this?
That it's the Russians that has been.
No.
You know why she thinks it's the Russians?
No way. There's
Do you know why she thinks it's the Russians?
Why?
Because of Dave Smith. He's a KGB.
Oh my God. This hard on you for Dave Smith.
God.
I don't give a fuck anymore. Say what you want. You know. All right. I'll just be real. One of the things that made me want to come back and do it the old school way, Jay, is because I think we both realize that, you know, while as fun as this has been, it's not the full-time gig for us.
Right.
So we tried to, like, increase the number of shows, and I was too busy being a dad.
Right.
What I was trying to say was that, fuck, now I'm getting off topic. Again,
no, you're about the show and the hiatus. I think you're talking about, you know, how this is all fun, but
okay, no, I know
what doing another about. Formula,
because we were doing a rebrand,
yeah,
before we went on hiatus, and something didn't feel right. I don't know what it was, and I realized it's because I was too concerned about basically making money,
yeah,
then. I cared about the quality of the show. So we're just going to lean back into all the shit that we used to do.
No, and there's some rebranding we can do.
Like, that's what actually made the show great. Like, once you start changing up the formula so much, then it just doesn't feel like the actual show.
Right.
Like, this feels like the show.
Yeah, naturally, like, yeah. Off the cuff.
Yeah.
Dunking on everybody, each other. But, like,
everybody's like, oh, you guys curse too much, or... Or, you know, you're never going to get ad dollars when you curse this much. Like, maybe we don't want that shit. You know, maybe we just want to do this show because we like doing the show. And the money has always been, you know, a nice little thing to add to it. But, like, Jay and I still got, you know, tons of shit going on in our own lives that we can't just spend, you know, every night with you. Also, I don't think the content would be as good if we did it every night.
Right.
Because this is like, feels like a lot of pent up like energy here that we've been saving for the last month. It's kind of like after you get home from war and you're with your girlfriend for the first night.
Yeah, because we exactly know how that is. Yeah. How many wars have you been in? Oh, you mean when we hell dive? Yeah, exactly.
That's the jihad. 100%. That's the jihad of our lifetime.
100% right.
Hey, Jay, hey. there were many times.
World War II.
World War III, Jay. We're about to be enlisted. It's going to happen. And it's probably because of these dumb fucks at Columbia University and enlisted? UCLA.
Wait a minute. Should I stop going to the gym? I don't want to get enlisted.
And you think, all right, take it as if like these people who are at these college campuses, who, by the way, a good chunk of them not students, imagine if they were all enlisted to fight Hamas. They'd all have to be suicide bombers because they can't fight.
Well, not only that, they're all weak. It's not just that they're weak, dude. They're traitors. They're legitimate traitors. Like, they're like having them like in the army would be worse because they would try to sabotage it from the inside. What are they? You know what they'll do?
They'll do
encampments in fucking silos and shit.
They would. Are you talking about if they were in the U.S. military?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm talking about if they were in Hamas.
Oh, like if they went.
Yeah, think about like it, because like if you think about what cause that they would represent,
mm-hmm.
they would arguably represent the Hamas cause.
Right. You know what I'm really surprised about?
What's that?
That there hasn't been any sleeper cell that has infiltrated any of these encampments and blown themselves up yet.
That is actually surprising.
It's a risk. Because you have all of these students that they, I mean, not just students.
I think everybody would have an aneurysm if that happened, because then you couldn't pinpoint who the fuck did this, right?
Right.
Like, cause then it would cast the students in a sympathetic light. And what are you going to do? Blame the right? The right's MO is not suicide bombing.
No, but of course, victimize the student? No, the person that would blow themselves up in an encampment is a hero to these students. I will not victimize these students. They are calling for more of this type of fucking shit. They call that kind of stuff resistance fighting.
I understand that. I'm just saying that, like, if something, God forbid, something like that actually ever happened.
God forbid. Inshallah.
Jay said it, not me. For when Media Matters comes to watch this and cancels us both. I was just saying that Jay, if there was a like bombing at one of these encampments, that's very difficult to pin on anyone who's pro-Israel.
Right.
It really is.
Right.
Like, you could, if there was a shooting, I'd say that would be, if I were a crisis actor.
Yeah.
And I needed to stage a calamity, you would choose the right MO, which is probably using firearms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they could switch it and pinpoint it on
the right.
On the right.
Doesn't matter if the person was on the right or not. I'm not saying that, you know, we're talking hypotheticals.
Right.
But like, that shit does exist. Like, there are. Right?
Right. Do you think that's what they did with the Columbine shooting?
Fuck. I don't know. Do you? That was the first one, man.
That was the first, like, major one, right?
Yeah, that was the first major school shooting. And then that was in 1999. I remember that day.
Isn't that when NSYNC formed, or was that, like, 3 years after?
NSYNC formed, I think, in 99.
99, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all coming together.
Let's see. Hold on. Columbine and NSYNC. How did you make that connection? Because we were talking about Columbine, and then you're like, when did NSYNC form? What the fuck is going on here year. Right now?
I was thinking, like, if they were going through the shooting and they had the NSYNC's first album playing in their earphones.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. And when we are apart, I feel it too.
It's gonna be May.
That's right. It's May.
It is. It all comes full circle.
It really does.
I'm gonna be listening to NSYNC right now before I go to bed.
I hope that the BBs have a lot of fun listening to this episode, because we're having a lot of fun doing it. So, Jay, we have more student footage.
Yeah, we do.
There's
still a lot.
This happened at GW at University. I'm sorry, George Washington University. Which, by the way, I had to look this up shit because, where is it? Oh, it's because I have to change the view. All right, so this happened at George Washington University, which, by the way, back in 2022, they changed their mascot from the Colonials. They were always known as the George Washington Colonials. Every sporting event, George Washington Colonials. You know what they changed their mascot, their nickname to?
George Washington Faggots.
I wish. That's better, actually, than what they chose.
What did they choose?
Revolutionaries.
I mean, George Washington was a revolutionary.
He was a revolutionary. I'm not saying he wasn't. But do you think they're taking it a bit literally?
Yeah, they are.
All right. So let's see. This is, hold on. Are these the frat bros?
I'm not sure. No,
so it's Justin Prethis is calling.
It's not. I don't think.
Oh, okay. All right. So basically, they ripped down a flag, the American flag.
Such an ugly flag.
It's the same color as every other Arab flag.
It's so boring. It's the Jordanian flag without the star. Like, they couldn't even have their own fucking flag.
It's the most unoriginal flag design I've ever seen.
Even the UAE flag, the Qatari, the Kuwaiti flag, the UAE flag, the fucking Jordanian flag.
It's all too much. I wish I could find these frat bros, but at least the UNC frat bros. Hold on, UNC frat bros, American flag. Have you guys seen this? This is actually the reason why we had to come back and do the show. It's only right. These gentlemen, salute. You did America a great service. And for that, we hope you get tons of, what is it? What do college kids, what do frat bros want? Fleshlights, right?
Gang rapes?
You went there, not me. God, what is up with Daily Mail Online and all their ads? God damn. It's too many.
It's a lot. But I mean, Daily Mail, I know
you got to pay the bills, but
they needed to pay for the AI subscriptions.
Probably. Anyways, the Pi Kappa Phi men defended the flag, and this GoFundMe is basically asking for donations to throw these guys a rager.
Jesus Christ. That's amazing, though.
Yeah, this is driving me nuts, Jay. I'm going to kill whoever is the Daily Mail webmaster. Just, I curse these people.
It's so bad. What is that ad? Oh, visit Florida? We're in Florida.
But I'm trying to hit the, there we go. Thank God. Sorry, that was way too intense.
That was.
For this late. Anyways. They've surpassed their goal of 100,000. Oh, well, hold on. I think they kept raising the goal. I think they surpassed it. I originally thought it was $100,000.
That's a fucking big raver.
Now it's that. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do with all that money? Did they link it?
Like an epic rager? I don't know.
You're going to have to invite the whole goddamn school. Because.
Yeah, we have
and
to.
You're going to even have to. GoFundMe. You're going to have to even invite like the Hamas boys too.
Right. I want to. I mean, they're probably going to throw the craziest party ever with
they could probably sign like a few like performers to come and perform there.
I know a few that are like $25,000.
Look at that. They've raised $500,000. $510,000.
Jesus.
15,000 people.
John Clark donated how much?
$10,000.
Go see all the donations because there was another.
Bill Ackman.
Bill Ackman.
Bill Ackman donated like
$10,000
to Robert Scalia.
Oh, donate under Obama.
I'm pretty sure my name is tied to my account.
And donate $5. You know Obama's cheap. Because, they don't tip.
Wait, who? The Obamas don't tip?
They.
The Jews?
No.
I didn't know Barack Obama was Jewish. I thought he was always Muslim. I thought he was Muslim.
He's Kenyan. There's Kenyan Jews.
Kenya Jew. I'm not seeing Bill Ackman.
He donated a long time ago.
Okay, let's see top donations then. There we go.
There he is, William Ackman.
Bill Ackman, yeah. $10,000.
$10,000, $10,000, $10,000, $5,000, $5,000, $2,000. Whoa, geez. Okay.
1776.
That's a good one. Two. That's a good one.
Where's 42069?
That should have been instead of the 5,000, yeah. He should have done the 420.
Help us raise money so that we could donate 4,000. 4,000.
Make another GoFundMe.
I'm going to make another GoFundMe where the goal is to raise $420. No,
420.69.
No, $420,000 is 69. Yeah, $420,069 or $69,420 to donate to them. That's the new GoFundMe.
Do it, and then we'll steal the money and go to Cabo.
We should do that. Anyways, so yes, these gents, these heroes,
they deserve the raise.
They deserve the raise.
I don't think they deserve $500,000, but they deserve the raise.
They're probably. I mean, who is it really going to?
I know it's probably going to just get shut down, to be honest.
And it's John Noonan is organizing this fundraiser on behalf of Susan Ralston. Who the fuck is Susan Ralston? Is she a frat bro?
Fed.
She's got to be a Fed.
Fed. It's all Fed, guys. It's all Fed. This is all by design.
Let's go find out. Susan Ralston. Wikipedia. Is this the public relations and business consultant, formerly a special assistant to President George W. Bush,
what?
And a deputy to Karl Rove, the deputy chief of staff and senior advisor at the White House from 2001 until her resignation in 2006, after being linked to Jack Abramoff's lobbying. Hold on, Jay, did we just break news here?
Is it the same person? She's absolutely going to steal this money.
Hold on, who's John Noonan then?
I've heard Noonan before, like the Noonan name or something.
All right. I have just have to assume that this Harvard Kennedy School, does that look like a John? Does that look like, hold up. You can't even see it. There we go.
You're like, oh, Harvard, does this white guy look like this really white name? Yeah. Yeah, he does.
All right. So, but look at his, so he was at Harvard Kennedy School Institute of Politics. He was a spring 2024 fellow, or was he 22? Doesn't matter.
I thought you were going to say football player, and I was going to be like, that is a whole lot of shit.
I was just going to say, if you look like that, you're not playing football. Did you say football?
No, you're about to. I thought you were about to say football.
Why would I say football?
When you were reading whatever the fuck he was a part of, you almost said it sounded like you were going to say football.
No. He said he held senior positions on two presidential campaigns, national security advisor to Governor Jeb Bush's campaign for president, and as defense policy advisor to Governor Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential run.
Oh, no. He looks great for somebody who should be like 62 years old.
So I guess my next question is, are those the people who organized this fundraiser?
That's shady as fuck, if you ask me.
Are we blowing the whistle here? We might be blowing the whistle here.
I think
are we whistleblowers, Jay? Are we going to be the next whistleblowers to die after the Boeing whistleblowers?
Oh, wasn't it two Boeing whistleblowers that died?
At least two. Just one? It's at least two.
Dude, that is fucking insane.
It's insane.
That's still so nuts.
It's so crazy.
And nobody's talking about it. We know Hillary had something to do with this.
Like, all right, we haven't done a show in a month, and we had to come back and do this, and we only decided to focus on one topic, and that is all the protests. But it is really fucking weird that Boeing whistleblowers, or at least two or three.
I think there are three in total, and two of them were killed. You know they called Hillary and asked for the 2-for-1.
Dang it, 2-for-1. All right. It's the second one. Second Boeing whistleblower dies after short illness. That is
short illness. Like, that doesn't. That's fishy as fuck.
That
guys.
Is really weird. God, I hate this. I don't worry. I'm gonna get an ad blocker one of these days.
You don't have an ad blocker?
I thought I did.
How do you watch porn?
Jay, I'm old school, baby. Analog. Got a VHS. All my VHS is in the bag.
Filmed over the Land Before Time.
Hey, I only taped over the really boring parts of it. Actually, I've never seen that movie. I'm really scared having a baby because I'm going to be exposed to a lot of like kids' movies that I never watched growing up.
Right.
I'm terrified what I'm going to discover.
Watch All Dogs Go to Heaven.
I've seen that one.
Oh.
But like Land Before Time, I never watched.
It's overrated.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing out on anything.
You're really not.
Okay, so anyways.
An American Tale is a good one.
I've seen American Tale.
That's a good movie.
It's not bad.
Somewhere over the
bridge. That's, no, so, it's somewhere out, somewhere out there. Yeah, there you go. I don't remember.
Beneath the dark blue sky or some shit.
Wow.
The night starry sky.
I don't know the lyrics.
I don't know either. I know it's somewhere out there.
Wow, who would have thought it'd be the Habibi Gay Hour? God, yeah, take a shower and tuna fish. Jay. So, wow, we were gonna only do. Yeah, let's keep it going. Who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm.
It's only 11:09. On the East Coast.
Nice.
How are you feeling, Jay?
I'm good.
Should we talk about the elephant in the room?
No.
No?
Was it my big toe?
Oh. Sure, we could talk about that.
You know, it's really weird how my toes crook, like my big toe. You know what this means, right?
Hold on, Jay. The people, the Habibis need to see it.
No, they don't need to see it. You can see it. You can describe it to them. No. You see how that bends? You know what that means?
Jay, that's your penis.
No, it honestly means that my penis does bend to the left, just like my big toe.
Now, if you were actually part of our locals, you could actually watch Jay's feet as he's going to post it on locals after this. That's right. We are selling feet pics now. Finally. Actually, Jay, you really should post some feet pics.
I might just start an OnlyFans channel.
No, you can't do that. You got to do it on the locals.
Okay, on the
locals. Because then it benefits both of us. I'm your pimp now. I'm your foot pimp.
All right. That's
what doing. All right. So Joe Biden actually went. This is actually the elephant in the room I really wanted to talk about because we actually hadn't had a chance to talk about it because, well, it was supposed to happen and then it just
didn't.
We didn't talk about it, but whatever. Wait, what's going on?
The President of the United States is speaking. Let's listen in.
It's the right to free speech and for people to peacefully assemble and make their voices heard. The second is the rule of law. Both must be upheld. We are not an authoritarian nation where we silence people or squash dissent. The American people are heard. In fact, peaceful protest is in the best tradition of how Americans respond to consequential issues. But, neither are we a lawless country. We are a civil society, and order must prevail. Throughout our history, we've often faced moments like this because we are a big, diverse, free-thinking, and freedom-loving nation. In moments like this, there are always those who rush in to score political points. But this isn't a moment for politics. It's a moment for clarity. So let me be clear. Peaceful protest in America. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law. Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest. Threatening people, intimidating people, Instilling fear in people is not peaceful protest. It's against the law. Dissent is essential to democracy, but dissent must never lead to disorder or to denying the rights of others so students can finish the semester and their college education. Look, it's basically a matter of fairness. It's a matter of what's right. There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos. People have the right to get an education, the right to get a degree, the right to walk across the campus safely without fear of being attacked.
To get a degree. I'm sorry. Sorry, go ahead.
He only said that because he basically forced us to pay for their student loans. It's a fucking piece of shit. God damn it.
Well, let's be clear about this as well. There should be no place on any campus, no place in America for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students. There is no place for hate speech or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans or Palestinian Americans. It's simply wrong. There's no.
He really can't help but both sides of this.
Yeah.
Like he can't. It's like absolutely impossible for him to not both sides of it.
No place for racism in America.
Yeah, do it.
It's all wrong. It's un-American. I understand people have strong feelings and deep convictions. In America, we respect the right and protect the right for them to express that. But it doesn't mean anything goes. It needs to be done without violence, without destruction, without hate, and within the law. You know, make no mistake, as president, I will always defend free speech, and I will always be just as strong in standing up for the rule of law. That's my responsibility to you, the American people,
right now.
My obligation to the Constitution. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, have the protests forced you to reconsider any of the policies with regard to the region?
You can imagine being a Biden press lackey and seeing
him like
finish that speech and then close up his notebook like he's doing and then look up as a reporter is asking him a question.
Oh, they're shitting their pants.
My obligation to the Constitution.
Get in those pants.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President, have the protests
closing it up
forced you to reconsider any of the...
That part right there. Him looking up. They're just like, oh, fuck, he's going to talk. Oh, God, Mr. President, don't, please. I'm going to hang myself.
Right.
Policies with regard to the region?
No. Thank you.
Mr. President, do you think the national...
Wow. What a massive bullet dodge right there.
Right.
Hold on, let's listen to that question again because I was so focused on body language and his press lackeys and not on the substance of the question. So let's listen.
My obligation to the Constitution. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, have the protests forced you to reconsider any of the policies with regard to the region?
No. Thank you.
Mr. President, do you think the National Guard should intervene?
That's pretty good.
Cool. Oh, wait, hold on.
No, national
policies with regard to the region.
No, thank you,
Mr. President. Do you think the National Guard should intervene?
No,
Mr. President. Do you agree with what the students are calling for?
Mr. President, the former president said that he was no longer.
Wow, look. I'm not saying that Biden is like the most, articulate or best orator, but he must have been on the uppers right there because he recognized exactly what was happening, answered it one word, answered it again one word, bolted.
Yeah,
he had to be on that. He had to be on that shit.
The first half of the speech was really great, but I mean, mentioning anti Islamophobia or mentioning any of that,
it drives you nuts.
It's so stupid because the people who are causing all of this chaos and causing all of the stuff that he's saying not to do are all anti-Semitic terrorist pieces of shit. Like, no, there's no other group of people who are causing this type of chaos for you to both sides this shit.
It's very, it's that's what they did back in 2019 when Ilhan Omar used the "It's all about the Benjamins, baby."
Yeah.
And just like made, she made like anti-Semitic remarks. And I think in relation to
APEC.
Yes, APEC. That's right. Yeah. Thank you for that. And instead of condemning Ilhan Omar and anti-Semitism, they're like, we Democrats retract it. Yeah, we condemn all hate. That is basically, it's anytime so we hear dumb. that's what it's the first thing we think of, because at least I think of. I don't know if you think of that first, but like that was like the very first time I saw them actually capitulate to like not condemning one specific form of hate that was very much about a particular group of people. It's be like, we condemn all hate.
Yeah. God. It's so stupid.
It really is.
The world's going to shit.
All of it is shit. But we are, you know, Jay and I would love to come back. It's not that we don't want to come back more. It's just so goddamn busy.
Come on, you're back.
So Justin Hart's been sharing some videos that I feel like we have to watch, because he says, I can't get enough of these videos. This one is probably my favorite, where he mocks their mask wearing. There's just like a chance to just watch and react.
Sorry, I hear you. Can you repeat that? You're not allowed to film. By what statute? By what California statute? The First Amendment? By
the rules of the encampment.
Okay, so who's making those and enforcing those?
The
SJP. SJP is telling me what I can and can't do.
On Instagram. Well, in the encampment.
Huh?
To be in the encampment, you have to follow.
So you guys purchased this land from UCLA? No, Lydia, get over here right now. You purchased this land from UCLA?
Security.
Lydia. You know what I just said? You need to stay next to me, because this punk ass security guard is in my face.
Hey,
for real?
No, right here.
Oh, this way?
No, this way.
Oh, come on, Lydia, get over there.
This way. This way.
Get over here, Lydia.
Can you please just head this way?
Sir? Nah, I'd rather head this way.
So you're causing commotion. We're trying to keep it peaceful.
Sorry,
here.
I'd rather head this way. Thanks,
sir. We're trying to keep it peaceful here.
So am I. I'm a very peaceful person.
Can you please just.
No, I'd rather head this way.
You're not following everyone?
Right, I'm not going to follow anything you're saying, bro.
Everyone, put masks on.
You didn't even introduce yourself to me. You're wearing sunglasses and a mask. Yeah. You look like you're about to go rob a bank, bro. I don't have to listen to nothing you're saying, bro. You look like you're about to hand a note to a bank teller and tell him, give me all the money.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
And I'm going to have to answer and say, no, I don't have to win. You're going to wait for a lead and do what mommy says. Okay? You're going to do what she told you to do.
Mommy Milker
is a good soldier.
It actually is pretty funny that he talks about waiting for mommy right there. There's some Milkers.
Not bad Milkers. We got to send that over to Bart. Said. That's got to be a cloth off.
That's got to be in the next cloth off.
Yes.
Come on, Bart. Be, just do it.
Do it, Bart.
He designed the thumbnail for tonight's episode. It's it's beautiful.
It is so lovely.
Yeah. It's really good. Session Christian says, I think we need to make a super cut of that speech with all the BLM riot footage.
Oh, that would be great.
The Biden speech.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to do what she told you to do, because you're a good soldier. So follow orders. You know what I'm saying? And do what you were told, because we're over here documenting right now. So SJP, FJP. The only JP I know is JP from Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? JP from Milwaukee. That's about
JP from Milwaukee. Is that supposed to be some inside joke, Jay? Or is he actually just saying that he knows a guy who he actually just knows a guy named JP in Milwaukee?
I think he's just making a...
Is that like a joke that we were supposed to know?
I don't know.
Okay. Because
I don't know anyone from Milwaukee.
You don't know anyone from Milwaukee, Jay? What's wrong with you? What, are you gay?
Isn't that where the Bucks play?
It is.
Oh, look at that. I know that.
Good. Oh, look at
Giannis?
You.
Giannis?
Giannis.
Oh, look at that. Two for two. Oh, man.
Look at you. And you also pronounced it correctly.
Well, yeah, because his name is not a white person's name.
Oh, wow. The Bucks lost tonight.
Oh.
They're out of the playoffs.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I think Denver's going to win it again.
I know JP from Milwaukee. That's about it. Listen to your mommy. She said masks on. Mask up, kids. Mommy says put mask on.
It's mask on.
Hey, sound like he's underwater.
Who? The guy in the mask? Or the guy doing it?
Like, the filming.
I don't know. Maybe he's wearing a mask.
Your masks are on. There's someone filming.
It's an emergency. Masks on immediately. Mask up. Emergency.
How do they not know that they look like
Thank you for cooperating with SJP orders.
Shameful fucking retarded people.
They're recording, mask on.
They think this is normal. I mean,
stuff that we're doing. Bro, y'all is not the gang. Y'all not the cartel. Y'all ain't hiding nothing, bro. Don't act like y'all making fentanyl over here or something. Y'all ain't doing nothing, bro.
Act like you're making fentanyl over here.
Come on, Lee. Man, this is a real top secret operation you guys got going on. Huh? So why'd you guys let me in? I'm confused. Why'd you guys let me in? Exactly. How did I get in here? Can you explain how I got in here, sir? That's crazy. How did I get in here? Isn't this Powell Library? I thought this was Powell Library, bro. I was trying to go to class. I didn't realize this was an SJP takeover, bro. Man, yes. I'm in the wrong door. What's up? Okay, let's see what these guys like to read.
Wait, he has a kid with him? He's just like going to...
Yeah, he said in the beginning, you hear him say, Lydia, stay with me. This punk ass security guard is
I didn't realize I was his child.
Yeah.
His daughter. That's God, what a gangster. God, that's honestly, like, you really have to not. I'm not saying he doesn't give a fuck about his kids. He definitely, it sounds like he does. But, like, he doesn't give a fuck about anything else.
No, I mean, and, but also, you know, this is
much how, power, this you know, is more how power to
people will be, will treat these fucking children and garbage people. Like, what the fuck are they going to do? They have no power. They have no right to do any of this type of shit. The fuck are they going to do? The guy is a scrawny little piece of shit in a fucking hoodie.
I'm being out of here, sir.
It's just so, it's so funny.
SJP, this dick, bitch.
Hold on.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Look at what's on the table. Look at the books. You got the Quran, and then you have Afro-American folktales. Why are those two in the same like table? That's
so amazing.
That's really fun. That what else? The Free People's Village. Your Mother. Is that actually a book that says your mother?
Amazing.
That is actually amazing.
Okay, let's see what these guys like to read. Yeah, that's actually a classic right there. Afro-American folktale. Hey.
You're from Ryan's, yes?
Yes, I am. I'm a friend of a lot of people. Matthew, Ethan, you know what I'm saying? I'm a friend of a lot of people.
So I'm sure you recall, but we're asking folks to avoid filming these movies.
Now, do you know what a First Amendment auditor is? Because that's what I am.
Okay,
you know
that's
what
that's
First
great,
Amendment auditors
but
do?
Do you understand that our students here are facing risk?
All right, but let me ask you a question. Do you get this? Is please... I'm being polite with you. Please be polite with me. Do you understand what a First Amendment auditor does?
I understand.
So can you explain what a First Amendment auditor does?
You audit if people are observing the First Amendment.
Right. And you do understand that the First Amendment requires that I'm allowed to film with my camera on public property.
So the First Amendment does not require that because it was written before the invention of film or cameras. Man. What I'm asking...
It's enforced by the Supreme Court. You know the enforcement of the First Amendment by the Supreme Court.
Yes,
Ethan.
Asking that you just respect people here. We are asking to avoid filming, okay? We need to keep...
They are not respecting anyone else.
They're literally occupying
respect
base.
Why?
They're literally preventing Jewish students from going to class.
Where do
and
they
accessing public? And literally, they're asking for Jewish students' IDs and asking them if they're Zionists before letting them cross to another part of the campus.
I'm asking you to respect us who don't respect anyone else around us because we're the center of the universe.
These people think they run
the guy in the face.
They think they run the fucking world.
Fucking
people. And they are the lowest class of LARPer I've ever seen.
It's fucking.
It actually makes LARPing like actual LARPers, people who do it like part of LARPing clubs. They make them actually seem kind of cool now.
What's LARPing?
Live action role playing.
Oh, you mean like the dorks in costume with swords and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. What did you think that was?
I'm a cop, bend over. You're under arrest, sir. For being way too sexy.
Stop it.
Mm.
All right. Pause.
Fucking smooth.
Filming, how was my filming making you unsafe? I don't understand because the correlation.
There's bad actors who are looking to identify people and harm them for their participation here.
You're talking about bad actors. I'm not
bad actors.
Who, Shia LaBeouf? He's a bad actor. I'm not even an actor, bro.
My friend, you understand what I mean, right?
No.
That's some good shit right there. Shia LaBeouf is a bad
control. Do it.
I don't understand what you mean, bro.
People are here looking for students to go off. I've been doxxed already. Lots of our friends have been doxxed.
Think about what you're saying. Do you know what the word doxxing means? To leak your personal information? Yes. How would my camera get your personal information? Who would do that with you? I don't even have the
look. Look. We probably played that clip for too long, but still, it was important to watch. Here's some more right here. This is another student at UCLA.
No, it's the same guy.
This is him?
This is him.
I was against censorship.
That's him?
That's him.
Wow, I did not think that guy who was filming
looked like that.
Yeah, he had me thinking he was much older.
Yeah. No, he's a student there too.
And he he's got a kid, so maybe he is much older.
Could be. I don't know anything about the guy.
What if he's you with a wig? He kind of looks like you, Jay. That's you with a jerry curl and blonde.
I work out too hard for you to tell me I look like this guy.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that's not you, Jay.
Look at his nose.
Jay, that is you in a wig and glasses. Don't Clark Kent me. That is absolutely you. And one of the BBs is going to Photoshop you into that.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
I'm very excited about this now.
I was against censorship. When they try to take out explicit materials from kids, schools and stuff like that, then y'all are against censorship. But now when a student wants to record, suddenly you're wearing masks, you're wearing sunglasses, you're hiding your face, you're trying to censor people's freedoms and rights. Like, man, y'all are a very confused group of people, man. Is this SJP giving y'all these rules or is this FJP?
You're free to leave.
I am, because I'm a US citizen, so I'm free to do anything I want. That's the cool thing about being a U.S. citizen. When you work hard and get into UCLA, see, I got my GED in prison. So that means less than 1% of us will ever get any college degree. I'm getting a college degree from UCLA, the number one public university in the nation. So I'm free to go anywhere on this campus I want. You can hold up all your sweaters. Whoop, let's see if we can see under there. Uh-oh. Whoa. Let's go over here. Uh-oh. Wooga, wooga, wooga. Wooga, wooga, wooga. leave him alone. So
he's doing it right for one, because the only thing that these people can't stand is being mocked.
No, they can't.
They can't handle it.
They can't handle it.
They cannot handle it. Look how they're not handling. Look how poorly they're handling it. You just have to point at them and laugh
because they're the meme.
They are
where they everyone's holding the sign. Mean? The magicians.
Oh, yeah. Like, we demand to be taken seriously.
This is exactly what they are.
Don't waste your time. He's just a First Amendment auditor. He's not bothering you. So don't get triggered. I know it's that time of the month, bro, but you'll be all right. Yeah. Listen to mommy. She gave you orders. Do what she said. Follow rules.
There's one more.
So the reason why I keep flipping it around and bringing up race when I'm around these protesters is because that's one of their trigger words. If I try to like think for myself around them, let's say I was to say like, oh man, I want to vote for Donald Trump in the next election, or bro, I'm going to watch this Joe Rogan podcast or just anything. They'll always point out, oh no, you can't do that. That guy's racist. So anything they disagree with,
if the, as they as white people, if they disagree with someone else, the other white person they disagree with is always racist. So they try to tell me, since I'm black, I can't like that because I'm black and he's racist against black people. So I'm just flipping it around on them and telling them, like, hey, you're stopping a black guy from moving around the campus. Like, you're always accusing other white people of being racist. You on the left are always accusing white people on the right of being racist. So don't you feel like what you're doing is pretty racist too? So I'm just flipping it around on them because that's their trigger word. And I just think it's hilarious. So the reason why.
Smart. This dude's real smart.
No, he's good.
I don't know what his name is, but he said he went to prison.
Got his GED.
Got his GED. He's going to UCLA. He's got a kid they brought with him. And so it tells you that he certainly doesn't give a fuck about these people.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I know why he brought his kid with him. Because he went to prison.
Right.
He knew that if they got the jump on him, he was going to basically take, it was going to be 1v5. He was just going to like shank all of them with like a sharpened like toilet paper roll.
With his kid.
With his kid. Yeah, that, I'm saying that. He's just.
So why did he bring his kid?
Because. No, he's not worried about getting. He can protect her.
No, see, and you said he went to prison. What I thought you were going with that made a lot more sense, or would have made more sense. So let me help you out here. So he went to prison before. So he brought his kid with him just in case something like a scrap happens, yeah, or whatever, and he could say he was protecting his child.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. But you basically, where the
f- did you go? What are you talking about? You were nowhere close to that.
Let's move on. Do we have anything else? Oh, this is perfect. We can't not talk about this. This is just Fox News has obtained Google Doc with a list of needs that protesters at the UCLA camp request. Let's get ready for it. You ready for us? Let's read this.
Holy crap. So they have urgent medical and food.
Yeah. All right. So please ensure the donations are BDS compliant. I'm so not regretting this. The boycat app can help with this. Urgent headlamps, airsoft goggles, gas masks, and respirators, especially for our medics. Heart emoji. Skater helmets, shields, wood for barrier, knee and elbow pads. I assume because a lot of dick sucking is happening in there, probably.
On their elbows?
Probably what the journalists are doing. Rain ponchos, canopies.
My God.
Utility gloves without reinforced knuckles of various sizes, especially for small hands, like a child's hands. Super bright flashlights with strobe, but charged. Umbrellas. Like, what are they going to give? Oh, man. They gave us a super bright flashlight with strobe, but it's uncharged. Oh,
fuck. We're done now. Close it up.
Medical EpiPens, non-steroid inhalers, headlamps. Again, more headlamps. Organizational bins. Food. Hot food for lunch. Important. Vegan food, gluten-free food, ice, no packaged food, no coffee, no bagels.
No bagels.
No bagels. No bananas, no nuts. Fill out this form if you're interested in coordinating. All right, logistics. Sleeping pads, AA, AAA, C, and D batteries. Rope, zip ties.
Zip ties? I was told zip ties means you want to do an insurrection. What do they need zip ties for?
Jay, don't kink shame though, okay? Electric solar power generators, lotion, and Aquaphor. No sunscreen. But it gets better because I'm pretty sure there's also... There was one where it was about dental dams. Was there not? There literally was a post about they needing like HIV tests and dental dams. No, was that just me?
No, it's probably just not, wasn't put on the.
Oh, well. I was supposed to retweet the, I was supposed to tweet out a promo of this, and I did not do that. Jay, my life's a mess.
We boomer it and we boomer.
Oh, God. It's just, I'm so tired.
Oh, man.
Anyways, was there anything else that we wanted to? Oh, there was an Oh Hell Yeah. There were some Oh Hell Yeahs. Some Oh Hell Yeahs to react to. You ready for this, Jay?
Let's do it. I haven't seen any of these. Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
hold up. I just had it. Here we go. Oklahoma QB General Booty has entered the NCAA transfer portal. General Booty.
I like this kid.
He's breaking. Booty breaking. And if you come soon, booty breaking.
That's amazing. Is he even a good QB?
I don't know. I mean, his name's General Booty, so.
God, he better be. With a name like that, like, you have to be fucking four-star.
But if, you know, what's interesting is that booty is, could mean obviously very terrible. Right? Like, yo, like, that shit is booty. It's very 90s.
It's like, I don't think I've ever heard anyone ever say,
yeah, you don't listen to
you listen to 90s hip hop. Yes, thank you for bringing that up. This is your whole fucking identity. Like, you bring it up like whenever you can. I don't think anyone ever in their life used
booty
to mean something bad.
Jay, you're just not cultured.
That food is booty. That game was booty.
You're not using that correctly. You're not using it in the right context.
Your sex is booty.
Yo, you know how people say that something is ass? Like, yo, that game was ass, or that movie was ass. You never heard that?
Yeah, they use ass. They don't say booty.
I'm saying that what they said back in the 90s was, yo, that game was booty.
I'm so happy I was growing up in the UAE when all this stuff was happening.
Jay, all right. Let's just leave it. It's the next one we got. We got another Oh Hell Yeah. This time, this is Emadel Aslikin tweeting out LeBron's best play of the series, and they still lost in embarrassing fashion. The LeBron era is coming to an end. That is, he flew across the court.
Amazing.
Oh my God. All right.
Just basketball. At the end of the day, we're just talking about basketball. At the end of the day, it's just basketball. Fuck, can you imagine somebody saying that shit? That is just, that's disgusting.
That's too much. Anyways, Habibis. Well, Jay, I guess we're going to go back on this hiatus, but.
Yeah,
this was a good time. We needed to do this,
and I like this type of setup too. Like, where I don't have any computer in front of me.
Yeah, you're much more in the zone.
Yeah,
maybe you were the one who needed to not be in front of a computer this entire time.
Could have been,
because your rants were pure.
They're good.
They're good.
We're got you saying "oh shit" a couple of times, and made sure you're like, he said it, wasn't me.
What? No, I'm not worried about the swearing anymore.
Not the swearing.
Huh.
There was a few times when I said some shit. You're like, oh, that was all Jay. Jay said it.
Did I?
You're really tired.
I know. So, Habibis, we thank you for tuning in live. If you're listening to this on the replay, go and leave us a 5-star review. Or whatever the fuck. I don't care. Just tell us about. Tell people about us.
Why are we going on a hiatus?
Well, yes. We go back on hiatus.
Go ahead and like and follow us.
It's
join
like,
our locals for $5 a month, not knowing when
we're coming back. Exactly. Jay, at this point, we're basically like Matt Stone and Trey Parker of South Park, except we haven't had any success. We're basically making the show like twice a year, but just not making any, and then just not make and not making any money off of it.
Not only that, twice a year, still late.
still late. So, all right, Habibis, thank you so much for joining us. I've been Suraj Hashmi.
I'm Jack Kobe.
And we'll see you next time, whenever that is, on the BB Power Hour. Peace it, Masadama.